This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another section of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, hop up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and all the things you've been taught to hate. But you don't need to. Seriously, I tackle all of them. So if you're from the left, and every one of those labels makes you, well, actually, it was your team that made those labels up, so they shouldn't upset you. But I'm going to show you that they don't mean really what you think they mean. You know, I don't know where Bible thumping, I really don't know who coined the term Bible thumping, but if it means believing what God has to say, believing in the foundation of what God's word has to say and how am I supposed to treat people and others, well, then so be it. I guess I am a Bible thumper, right? The white thing, well, that's kind of obvious. Can't hide that. Unless you're Rachel Dolezal, right? I can identify as something else, I guess. And right wing, what does that mean? Because I'm conservative. So I don't want to spend as much as your tax dollars as the other guys do, maybe. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you don't want to wait for the book from me, you know, you order it from me and you don't want to wait for it, you can always go to Amazon. And Amazon gets it, I guess, within a day or two. I've had people, somebody order it, they get it in virtually no time, which is a big deal. So let me finish. I want to finish that one piece that we started and I didn't get all the way through. And then I want to go to Chasing the Lie. I'm guilty of it myself, and I've watched some of you others do this, where you're chasing the titles, the things that people are saying on Facebook and on social media, and I don't suggest that we let it go, so don't get me wrong, but you're chasing this stuff around, and you think that you're going to get them to change their mind because you're throwing logic. Well, you're not going to. They're not interested in logic. They're not interested in equality. They're not interested, really, in doing the right thing. They're interested in doing their thing, what they believe to be real. And that's it. But let me do this story first. We started to do this, I don't know what it was, first hour, second hour, whatever, and I ran out of time, and it's too important, because it shows you how the left is easily able, mentally able to wrap their mind around these things. This is bad things. When somebody protects themselves and saves their lives, somehow that became a bad thing. I don't know. So when three mass teenage burglars dressed in black were shot dead during a botched home invasion, I guess it raised curiosity, eyebrows. Right? Should that really have been allowed to happen? Or did he really have to kill? I mean, when you're in the spur of the moment, and it's 3-on-1. I don't know. Is there a checklist? You're supposed to holler out to the bad guys and say, hey, what's your intention? What kind of weapons do you actually have? I'd like to take an inventory so I can decide whether to use a shotgun, you know, a rapid-fire machine gun or a pistol. I don't know. I mean, I need to know what's going on here. But the young man that called that actually shot these burglars and called 911, seemed to be very calm and collected. Now, that isn't necessarily because he felt like, or it's not necessarily because he was comfortable with killing people. It might have been that he was simply taught to do the right thing at the right time without really even thinking. So, the probable cause affidavit alleges that Elizabeth Marie Rodriguez, 21, planned the burglary and waited in the car while the masked intruders broke into the home. In a news release on Wednesday, the Sheriff's Department said that Rodriguez waived her right to an attorney and told him she determined the residents had money and expensive belongings. And that was why she selected the home to hit a lick. I don't know what mom's afraid to look that one up. Is that what hit a lick is? Oh, a term some criminals use to describe getting a significant amount of money in a short period of time. What? Anyway. Authorities said the suspect became aware of the homeowner, but did not know him or his son, the shooter. Rodriguez and the three slain intruders burglarized a spare apartment at the resident earlier in the day and returned to rob the main house, the news reported. The three teens dressed in black and covering their faces kicked in the door, encountered the residents, and were shot inside the house. I'm sorry, what was the expectation here? That somebody would say, what are you doing here? What do you want? It's kind of obvious at that point, isn't it? Wasn't like they were in festive colors waiting to party. You know, I know it's close to Easter. They didn't show up with any bunny ears on that I know of. I don't see that in the picture. One of the injured suspects exited the home and tried to get back into Rodriguez's vehicle, but she told investigators, isn't she a wonderful, warm-hearted person? She told the investigators she drove away and left him in the driveway. That's good. Hey, Frankie, you're on your own. You weren't supposed to get shot. Rodriguez allegedly fled and later went to the Broken Arrow Police Department. Young said that she was arrested and was being held on suspicion of three counts of first-degree murder, one count of first-degree burglary, and one count of second-degree burglary. The Assistant District Attorney Jack Thorpe said Tuesday that Rodriguez could be formally charged with murder if the suspects were killed while she was involved in the felony. But formal charges won't come until later in the week. Now, at this point, she didn't have an attorney. But the deceased suspects were Jacob Woodruff. I said this earlier. This is a sad part of the story. The deceased suspects were Jacob Woodruff, Jacob Redfern, and Maxwell Cook, 16, 17, and 19. All right? They had knives, brass knuckles, 16, 17, and 19. I don't understand. How do these kids do this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
See, that's old rock and roll. I don't mean hard rock and roll. I'm talking about that good stuff. I think it's Steely Dan. That's a good band. I like them. You don't have to like them. I like them. Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, engage in any way. I don't care how you do it. Just engage in it. Whether you send me an email, whether you hop on the Facebook and you get involved in the chat room there, or you go to the website, you got a chat room there. Smarter people than I are in that chat room for sure. I guarantee that. The 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the young hoodlums. I don't. You know what? Please don't send me an email. What?
They're just criminals.
Yeah, but just don't send me an email about, you know, they were young kids. You don't know what their life was like. You know, you're right. I don't know any of that.
But you see, no matter how young or old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you're from, no matter how wide you are or thin you are, when you go into somebody else's house, when you break into somebody else's house and you've got a knife and you've got brass knuckles and other weapons on you, you're a thug. You're a crook. It's that simple. And this 16, 17, and 19-year-old knew what they were doing was wrong. And they were hoping and believing that the element of surprise would keep them safe. And in this case, it didn't, because somebody was actually taught, unlike Uncle Joe taught them, to go take a shotgun and go out in the back patio and fire the shotgun in the air, and they would run away. No, he was taught how to use a gun to defend himself. And not only that, he was taught how to respond afterward when he called the police and said, look, I'm the one who did it. This is what happened. I'm locked in the back bedroom. So that when the cops showed up, they knew, or he was able to tell the operator on the phone, look, I'm putting the gun on the bed. I'm sitting in the corner. I'll open the door, whatever it takes to make sure everybody's safe in the situation. Now, after all this is said and done, while they're doing the investigation, the assistant attorney general decides, we're going to check out and see if Oklahoma's stand your ground law applies in this case of a triple shooting. So I don't even understand why he'd even say that. Unless he feels like this young man set out to trap these guys breaking into his house with weapons. This is why I keep saying to you, some of these people that make these statements, I can only believe that they're heavily involved in drugs. Yes, I know he's a district attorney or an AG or whatever. But where does this make sense? On what planet? How does this make sense? It does it to me. I don't see how it does to you. The law says a person or an owner, manager, or employee of a business is presumed to have held a reasonable fear of imminent peril of death or great bodily harm to himself or herself or another when using defensive force that is intended or likely to cause death or great bodily harm to another. Okay, so what part of this wouldn't fit that? I'm just trying to figure it out. You don't just stand your ground, you protect yourself. When they saw him there, when they came in that door and saw what was going on, they should have turned their butts around and hauled out. And the one young man that made it out towards the driveway, that was strictly, had to be, strictly adrenaline. Don't you think? Well, hey, we've done stories where somebody's been shot six times in the chest and still goes on to run away, get halfway down the street before he or her bleeds out. Not that I want anybody to bleed out. Don't you dare take that the wrong way or say that's what I was looking for, because it doesn't work that way in my mind. I don't want anybody to get shot or killed or doing that thing, but you have no right to go. Look, when did it become okay to go into somebody else's house and take what you didn't work for? How did that become okay? I made a comment earlier, and I'm not backing down off it until I see a change. The Democrats have to become the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. Remember, nothing was Obama's fault unless it was good. And even if he started it and it was good, then it went sour, it was Bush's fault. Or it was the Republicans' fault because they didn't spend enough money. They didn't whatever, whatever, whatever. It was always somebody else's fault. That is a dangerous place to be. That is a dangerous person to allow to steer the ship. If you would. And sometimes it's out of control. It's stupid and out of control. So here's another good one. Or an argument to prove that, just stupidity runs rampant in this country right now. It is on overdrive and overload. A Muslim school nixes a teacher who told students that Adam and Eve are not real. Now, if you could, please, just get the Muslim thing out of your head for a second, all right? Let's just call it a religious school. Now, this teacher knew that she was going into a religious school and didn't seem to care. So an argument over Adam and Eve between a city-paid teacher and third graders at a private Muslim school has landed the instructor in purgatory. Now, here's the deal. In New York, apparently, some of these schools, even the private schools, in order to get their charters, in order to get their licenses and all this other stuff, or if they get government grants, they have to hire a percentage of public school teachers. I don't care. Whatever the situation is, that's not what I'm focusing on this story, though. English teacher Nina Kozman committed the sin of telling the truth, she said, of her expulsion from Rosie School in Woodside, Queens. Right? Kozman influenced infuriated parents by telling them, their children, that Adam is not real. She noted that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam share the myth, thinking it would help building up tolerance for other faiths. She also inadvertently showed kids a classical painting of the first couple as imagined in the Garden of Eden, nude. Yeah, she wasn't on a crusade here, was she? Anyway, and then she opened up to a Wikipedia page where it said that this was the mythical Adam and Eve. So now what they've done is they've put her in the proverbial rubber room that most of these big cities have, like LAUSD has. They're paying her $90,000 a year till they decide what to do with her, and it'll take 3 to 5 years before anything is actually done with and or to her. But my irritant here is this is the overly educated coming into a private school, and all she did was want to tell them the truth. Well, that's her truth. And I feel bad for her, because if that's all is in her life, is that she becomes worm food when she dies, what a sad existence. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time. We come back, we're going to start chasing them lies of the Democrats. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime...
We are back.
Those are the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you head up to the website, realside.com, or even amazon.com, you can find my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you need to know about those labels that you've put on us, and this time you'll get it right from the horse's mouth, so you'll get real information. Anyway, I want to get right to the story because I don't want to run out of time. You know, I chase some of these yo-hos on Facebook. And I call them yo-hos because I want to stay on the air longer. So I respond to them and I look at some of the stuff that they're writing and I'm thinking, where are they getting this? Because some of this stuff is like so crazy, so stupid, so out of control. If you have two brain cells are rubbed together, you got to stop and go, where is this coming from? Before I was chasing like the minute by minute, second by second propaganda machine and their minions in that Democrat Party, the fake news mill machine was putting out fake titles faster than a Bushmaster AR-15 can empty a 30-round magazine. I stole that, by the way. I like that. I mean, Trump signs an EO to kill the planet. Trump signs an EO to allow killing of hibernating animals in Alaska. Trump signs an EO to allow women to get paid less than men. Remember that? Who was that lady? Susan Potter. She had the white spiky hair. Remember her? She was the workout queen or something, whatever she was. And she used to have to say, stop the insanity. She would yell it. And that was after showing you all the stupid things you were doing to diet, all the exercise you were doing, how you were killing yourself. And she was just like, you don't have to do all that. Just stop being that stupid. Well, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, stop it. Look, you have the freedom to spew any garbage you want. And please, if you're a Dem, continue to do so. Really, because I want you to lose again in 18, in 20, in 22, in 24, and forevermore. You know, I gave you guys way too much credit in the beginning. The war mantra that you've used for decades cost you, think about this, over 900 legislative seats, 38 governorships, 36 legislative houses. I have that in reverse. I'll have to fix that. And almost 90 partial legislative houses. Now, remember the war on women, water, air, gays, lesbians, transgenders, immigrants, dogs, cats? I mean, just fill in the blank. Pick one. Whatever is your war of fancy for the moment, go ahead and run that one by us. So you Dems have switched strategies. So you think. I don't think so. I think you simply put a dress on a pig, and you think we all now believe he, she, or it, whatever it is for that, whatever you prefer, is now the new prom queen.
You're outraged that a new president or is not being investigated by the FBI. You're outraged that members of his cabinet or his team may or may not have been influenced by the Russian government. You're outraged that General Flynn wants immunity before testifying, and that must mean he's got to be guilty of something. Why would you want immunity? But I think you guys, that's a lot of wishful thinking. Now, where were these sentiments for you guys when almost all of those who agreed to testify in Emailgate were given immunity and then pleaded the fifth? So not only were they given immunity, they couldn't. I mean, what sense does that make, right? With immunity, you can say something, you could say pretty much anything you want in the hearing, be held for nothing, but then you plead the fifth saying you can't answer on the grounds that it might incriminate you, even though you're already granted the right to admit to a crime and not be prosecuted for it. I mean, seriously, do you see the logic of the loons here? The Dems were silent. You know, they wanted to get to the truth, but only if it didn't hurt them. I mean, again, can you imagine a Republican? What if Flynn says he wants immunity, and then he pleads the fifth on everything? I hope that's exactly what he does. And then he looks over at the Dems and smiles. Now, they want to pound home the Russian influence on the elections. That Trump team colluded with them. However, those same 17 intelligence agencies that the Dems say have information on Russian involvement also say there's no connection between Trump and a team of Russians. But they don't want to hear that. They want to hear it has its influence. You mean you think that the Russians influence? They did influence it. Not the way you want, but they did influence it. Right? They hacked the DNC. Well, nobody's really proved that yet, but it's kind of obvious. I won't say they did because I didn't do my own investigation. They hacked the DNC server. They released emails showing how the Dems really felt about Jews and blacks and how they actually burned Bernie. Poor Bernie. Got himself a $600,000 home out of this. But that's beside the point. Anyway, because those 17 agencies say that there was no tampering at all with any of the voting equipment. So they didn't influence the votes, right? So they didn't change the votes. The hack was just to let Democrat voters to see the real truth about the party they subscribe to. And somehow that was bad. So you're not for the truth. Or did you want to release it the way you wanted it released 50 years from today with nobody really paying attention anymore, right? The party, and you know, I don't believe you had a chance. Not with her, I just don't believe you had a chance. The party now rarely uses the words blue-collar worker. Have you noticed that? Do you ever hear Nancy Pelosi talk about blue-collar workers anymore? No. She can't, because you don't have them anymore. Instead, she's now referring to them mostly as low-information voters. Or middle America. They're having trouble with their base. I mean, they're having trouble with their base. So in order to beat drug or alcohol addiction, you first have to admit you got a problem, right? That's what I've been told. I've not had a drug or alcohol addiction. But you have to agree that there's an issue there, an issue that you have to deal with. Because you can't deal with it. You know, it's like that whole thing we kept saying, if you won't call them Islamic terrorists, then how do you know who to go after to fix it? You don't. So now they call them low-information voters in middle America because they're having trouble staying connected, connecting with, dealing with, whatever. Now, in order to beat drug or alcohol addiction, as I said, you have to admit to it first, right? I love Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They don't see any problem with the way they've been operating. Right? And people like them, they keep the Democrats in a steady decline because they refuse to admit why they lost and keep losing. Because it can't be that people don't like them. It can't be that people aren't getting their message or aren't understanding their message. It has to be that people are too stupid to get what they're putting out there. That's, from their mind, that's exactly what it has to be. You know, they want to blame their losses on everybody else. Outside influence. They never look inward. They never, and if they don't look inward and rethink some of the ways they're doing business, the Republicans are going to be in power for a long time. Different iterations of Republicans will be in that chair for a long time. Now, Democrat leadership will keep encouraging those that are committing violence in the streets and lashing out on social media with fake news to continue on. Please do. Because Americans are fed up with your teenage out-of-control attitude. Americans are tired of your lunatic base of legislators that include the likes of Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Jackson, Lee, my God, Rangel. I could do two pages on these names. You got some real whack jobs. Not that we don't have our fair share of yo-hos. Yes, Joe's terminologies, I get it. You know, it's hard to take you seriously when, you know, you were fined with Hillary's campaign manager, brother being paid $175K to lift U.S. sanctions on Russia. Not a word. Crickets. He said nothing when Obama greatly expanded his presidential power through the use of executive orders. He said it was all legal. It was good. He was doing the right thing. You don't like it so much. Don't taste so good now, does it? You had nothing to say when Obama filled his White House with lobbyists after he said he wouldn't. CNN, CBS, MSNBC, the lobbyist thing just makes you guys nuts. Not a word. He said nothing when Obama gave 47 of his fundraisers administrative jobs. Some he got ambassadorships to countries they couldn't find on a map. They'd never been there. They didn't know anything about them. How do you do business with a country you have no clue as to what their customs are? You're outraged that Ivanka is taking a job inside the White House. I think this is just classic. And she's getting paid nothing. Yet Chelsea Clinton getting a job out of college paying what, $600K a year? Who do you know does that? Being put on the board of Expedia for another three. The girl makes almost $1 million a year shortly out of college. We'll talk more about her on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Look, I'm getting rid of that little lump at the top of my head I was getting from the headset. It was pretty, well, when it's hollow on the inside, it's easy to squish down. Anyway, Jack Coleman, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me the email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let's get back at it. I was chasing, I don't know, for lack of a better way to put it, I was chasing Facebook around. I'm chasing some of these lunatics around and the fake stories. You know, they call us the fake story writers. And I guess they're partial truth tellers. Maybe we shouldn't call it all fake. Because remember, in a lie, there's always a bit of truth. There's always a tad bit of truth in a lie. So I'm following all the Democrat stuff, and I'm saying to myself, they only seem to be outraged when somebody on the right does it. Now, we can do the same thing, use the same playbook, use the same everything that you're using. And when we do it, it's wrong, but when you do it, it's right. So you're outraged that Ivanka Trump took a job at the White House with zero pay, and yet Chelsea Clinton, getting a job out of college paying $600K a year, being put on the board of Expedia for $300K a year. Now, her job was with NBC for the $600K. Never been on an internship or anything, and they paid her $600K. So the girl was making, which got out of high school, got out of college, was making almost $1 million a year. And I'm sure that is the experience of most college kids, right? Had nothing to do with her parents or anything like that. And now she's been given a Lifetime Achievement Award. I think it was for fleecing the American public, but that's just me. A Lifetime Achievement. She's young. Don't Lifetime Achievement Awards usually show up when people are much later on in their life, when they've actually accomplished something other than having a mom and dad that have a questionable political history? You know, I wish I could go back and find the piece that Hannity did when people were talking about all the accomplishments of Hillary. When you go back and look at them, none of them were real. I think there was two of them that were close to real, but none of them were real. You know, you question everything on the left when it comes to what a conservative is doing or a Republican. And even if it smells, you can have absolutely no proof. It's like with the collusion thing with the Russians. Absolutely none. But if you think it smells like it, you go for it. Right? Now, you had no problem when Hillary's net worth rose to over $100 million as Secretary of State. Now, partially because her husband took money from foreign governments, the same ones wanting to influence the U.S. No call for an inquiry. No call for an investigation. Nothing. Right? You said nothing after Obama's net worth rose to over $10 million as president. He must have had one hell of a stockbroker. Don't you think? You're outraged that someone would ever think that the Obama administration would illegally wiretap anyone. But you somehow had selective recall or selective forgetfulness when Obama's Justice Department wiretapped, surveilled, looked into James Rosen, a reporter for Fox and the AP, and they had no reason to. Absolutely none. But they walked away from that. They just refused to answer questions on it. How nice of them. How American of them. You say for equality? Trump can't issue immigration orders restricting travel from countries put on the list by Obama and Hillary. But you said nothing when Obama did it six times before that. Absolutely nothing. You were good with it. Matter of fact, Schumer came out and said, hey, a pause is necessary, but not now, because Trump called for it. If every one of these things going on today had been going on with the President Hillary, not a word. You wouldn't hear anything. When people on Trump's team were seen with the Russian ambassador, you were outraged. What were they saying? What were they doing? But you had no trouble with the lies told by Pelosi and Schumer, and others, too, who said they'd never met with him. Even while pictures surfaced showing they did, while it was actually happening, and more than one or two meetings, several. Oh, yeah, let's not forget Mr. Oblamo telling the Russian prime minister that he could be more flexible after the election. Remember that one? I still don't know what that means. Was he gonna sign up for yoga classes? I don't understand. But nobody asked for an investigation then. Nobody asked for him to clarify from the left. They wouldn't dare question him or Hillary. Some other quick issues you never said anything about, right? Remember when Hillary was fed the questions on the debate? Obama and Hillary lied about a video in Benghazi. Obama's White House held meetings with lobbyists. They went out to coffee shops near the White House because then they wouldn't have to deal with this closure information because they met at a coffee shop. They didn't meet at the White House. Technically, they didn't meet in an official capacity, if you would. Hillary lied about her private use of a private email server. Didn't bother anybody. Matter of fact, you guys didn't even want an investigation. You didn't see any reason. Other people done it before. No big deal. And no matter what they found on that server, it was still no big deal. Were some of our information on our spies in Europe and in the Middle East was on that server. And the FBI said it could have been compromised. People could have got on it. But here's the thing. They did get on it. Otherwise, how did WikiLeaks actually get the emails, get that information? How'd that happen? I'm simply trying to understand, right? It's infuriating when you see this stuff. And nobody wants to step up to make it right. Nobody wants to, you know, if every one of you guys on the left really believes what I see in writing, I don't think y'all do, but I'm just saying. If you're not outraged by any of this stuff and you're only outraged by the right when they do similar things, then you're the problem with the country. It's not us. We're so much more tough. We may tell you we don't agree with something, but we don't get in your way of doing it. I mean, after same-sex marriage, when the majority of conservatives were in an agreement with the Supreme Court, can somebody show me where we tore up Starbucks, where we tore up, eating establishments, where we jumped on police cars, we set them on fire, we pepper-sprayed people that were for gay marriage? Show me those pictures, please. Send me the links. I'm more than happy to see them. You won't find them, because we're more tolerant than you are. When Mr. Obama was elected for the second time, after we felt he was ruining us the first time, and the second time would give him free license to do about anything, we didn't go burn anything down. Right? We weren't smashing windows or doing any of that stuff. We didn't run around outfitted in black from head to toe with masks on. Banderas. And you know what? You guys are just a bunch of cowards. The ones who do that, you're nothing more than a coward. Seriously. And I say that because it's true. That's why I said that. Unreal. Let's see. What else? Oh, hey. Yeah, what about the whole thing about Hillary and Obama saying it was a video? The whole thing on video was a video. And then we found out later on that wasn't true. Right? The number of part-time and low-paying jobs under the Obama recovery mode made up over 78% of the new jobs. How does anybody feed their family with a part-time or low-paying job? But you hailed it as a wonderful thing. And you make fun of Trump's how jobs are on the rise. Companies are coming back. More people are going to be able to retain their jobs, and more jobs are going to be created. But you make fun of that. It's not real. You made fun of Texas by saying they were all low-paying jobs. So it was okay for Obama to do it. The double standard. It's a lie. Right? How about when Mr. Obama dismissed the charges filed by the Bush administration against the new Black Panther Party members? Remember guys that had polls and were intimidating people at the polls? Well, they had bats, and they were intimidating people at the polls. Right? And they got off of that. Nothing. Remember when Obama fired an inspector general after investigating an $850,000 AmeriCorps grant received by a nonprofit run by a former NBA star and Obama supporter? I could do this all night. You see, people, they don't want equality. They want control. Control of your actions, deeds, thoughts, words, and more. They say resist. I'm telling you to stand. Stand for everything that's good for your kids, for their future, for your future. I want you to simply stand and don't back down. Please. And by the way, remember, long live Nancy Pelosi. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in today. God bless, and we will catch you tomorrow.